Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, here we are on a Tuesday morning. Time for us to check in with St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant, get the very latest information on COVID-19. Dr. Mercantant, good morning. I bet you're calling. Let me try this line and see if that works. Is this Annette?
Yeah. Hi.
I lost you on the other line, but we've got you back here. Good morning.
Morning.
So about a month ago, summer was winding down. We were getting ready to send kids back to school. There was concern that we were going to see an increase in the number of COVID cases. Where are we now compared to where you thought we would be heading into this fall? Mm-hmm.
Good news or the bad news?
Mm. So, we need them both.
So we are in fact seeing more cases. That's the bad news. We're definitely each week that goes by we're seeing more cases, not just in school but countywide. The good news is it hasn't accelerated quite as explosively as it could have, or it may have, or it may. It's just continuing to just kind of climb up, and I think. That is great. It would suggest that people are still doing their best, perhaps. I know that most of our schools are not masking, and, of course, the majority of kids in school are not vaccinated. So that does kind of make you pause and go, is there enough immunity now in the community where it may have slowed? But unfortunately, it hasn't stopped. We're still climbing, and I think we're all still kind of waiting to see where those rates are going to go. Right now, our rates in the schools seem to be about par with what they were in late spring. So not enough to kind of cry fire yet. I'm just kind of, we're just watching closely. And, of course, we have the whole political quagmire going on, and it makes it difficult to do anything right now, right, in the immediate situation.
Yeah,
and, so that's so hard.
And let's talk a little bit about that, about the quarantine order, what it is, what it means. Is there any thought of rescinding or altering that, as had been asked by some county commissioners? Let's just, I guess, start with what the order is and kind of go from there.
Well, in St. Clair County, we do not have a mask order for K through 12 or K through 6 or for the whole community. And we have recommendations for universal masking in schools. And, of course, we have recommendations for everyone to mask when indoors, right, because we have this, you know, Delta variant, and it's pretty contagious, and vaccination, although extremely protective, it is not 100% guaranteed that you won't still pick it up. We do not have a mask mandate. What we do have is a quarantine order that was issued in August because of some comment or some suggestions, or actually just straight out people saying, well, we're not going to follow quarantine recommendations. And quarantine is a cornerstone. It's a basis for infectious disease management. I mean, it's just, in my mind, it's non-negotiable, right? Now, we can alter what quarantine durations are and the definitions. Right now, quarantine requirements are after a high-risk exposure. We can ask people to do 10 days, or if they want, they can do a 7-day with a test. After 5 days, if the test is negative, they're allowed to return with precautions, right? Because every time you go back, I mean, the full quarantine of COVID, the virus, I'll say this over again, the virus has not changed. The virus has not changed. We've changed in response to it. So it's still officially, the best duration is still 14 days. And every time you lower that, you increase the risk of someone returning prior to their infectious period being over. So going back and then realizing they do have an infection and having more exposures as a result. But we do have that quarantine order in place, and it's going to stay in place, if I have anything to say about it, until the risk of infection goes down. It's common sense.
When you say high risk exposure, explain a little bit more about what that means, and Is that the same for a vaccinated person as an unvaccinated person?
Well, it is, because, again, the virus behaves the same way regardless. So if you have an infection in your body, and it is after the virus enters your body and goes into your tissue and replicates in your cells, it then it circulates and it's re-deposited, if you will, in all of your respiratory secretions. And so the virus travels out of your body, kind of hitchhiking on these respiratory particles, the tiny water molecules that come out of our mouths and noses when we talk, when we sneeze, when we breathe, okay? So those water molecules only go so far. We assume they can go as much as 6 feet, and that's because we know with the size of those water molecules. Now, if you're singing, it can go further. If you have, they call it aerosol procedure, if you go in and have a treatment in your lungs, it can go farther. But generally, 6 feet is kind of that standard we've established, and that has not changed. So if you're within 6 feet of someone who is excreting the virus, you have the risk of having that virus entering into your body, okay? You're breathing it in, it's landing on your nose and your mouth, and it's going into your body. Of course, that's why masks help, right? Masks can prevent that viral load from being significant. So if one or two water molecules fall on your body, it's not possible that your body can fight that off and there's not going to be an infection. But if you have a big viral load land on your body, then you gain. And so that's where the time comes in, because the longer you're in proximity to this virus, the greater the viral load that will land on you, right? Mm-hmm. You just think about it as dust. Think about it as something you can visually see. So it's time, 15 minutes or more, and distance, 6 feet. And so that is kind of the standard for everybody. Now, there's been some adjustments made specifically for school children, because we know that kids suffer when they're not in school. We get that. There's a risk-benefit, and there's a significant risk of keeping kids out of school all this time every time they're exposed. And so we've tried to allow for more kids to stay in school. I think, honestly, that's one of the reasons behind the 7-day option, just to kind of get kids back in school. If everyone was masked in a school setting, we would allow a 3 feet duration, and perhaps, and in fact, we've written this into the quarantine order, if everyone was masked, we would allow exposed students only, to come in and stay in the classroom with a mask and with some serial testing, just to make sure, because again, you're letting them in, you're increasing the risk, but we weigh that risk and benefit. But since no one's masking, I can just say it's 6 feet, it's 15 minutes or more, and the quarantine duration is 7 days with a test out or 10 days without a test out.
When is that going to change? Is any of this ever going to change in that? I think people are starting to wonder now, you know, when are we going to be able to put this behind us?
Well, when we give up trying to control the virus, and of course, that's some of the conversation, right, with some of the people that are saying, well, let's just move on. Let's forget about it. But lest I remind everyone that if we just forget about it, the virus takes advantage of that. So when will it change? We use quarantine, Paul, for every infectious disease that exists. So we still use quarantine protocols for chickenpox and mumps and measles. So I would say the simple answer is it's not going to change. What will change is there won't be many cases. Hopefully, this is our goal, right? There won't be that many cases. So things like this won't be commonplace. They won't happen to large numbers of people. It'll just be sporadic. And we'll apply the quarantine numbers. Remember, quarantine is used to reduce further transmission of the infection. So when will we not care? Here's my response. When will we not care if there's further transmission of this infection? As a rhetorical question, I can tell you in my mind, I would say never. We're never not going to care, because the darn virus kills people. It's a bad virus.
Yeah.
We now have kids that have died from this, and everybody says, oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal virus. And I guess if we had a really super sleek treatment for it, where even if you did get it, you could just take something and it'd be gone in a day. But those things don't generally happen with viral infections. So I will just say, now I could rescind the order. You know, everyone's all bummed out about the fact that there's an order. There's only an order because people were refusing to respond, right? If everybody just did the right thing, we wouldn't need to have these little games with orders and laws and all this stuff. It's just before COVID, we applied quarantines to all kinds of infectious disease situations, and people just did them. And no, the news didn't carry the information. We just did it, and it works. So I don't know. Yeah, it's a great question, and I guess the answer is we're just going to take this one step at a time. And my job is to make sure that the virus doesn't keep spreading, or at least to try. And I won't stop trying until I'm not allowed to try anymore.
It's a big job, and you're doing a great job, Annette. We really appreciate everything that you've done over this last year and a half. I know it hasn't been easy, and it doesn't get any easier at all. We appreciate it, and appreciate you giving us some time today, as you do each and every Tuesday morning.
You're welcome, Paul. You take care.
You too. Mm-hmm. Talk soon. Bye-bye.